things that just, you know, to get them out of the way. So.
Store room.
Okay. Speaking of housework, you might say to a woman that she does what every morning if she were doing the housework?
Dusting.
All right. Would you call it anything else? For instance, say if she were sweeping floors.
Sweeping and dusting and mopping and waxing.
Okay. Do you have one word that you might call every bit of that?
House cleaning.
Okay. That's not a pleasant word, is it? What do you sweep with? If the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom is where compared to the door? If you're cleaning up, say, and the broom is in the corner and the door is open, where would you say the broom is compared
behind,
to the door?
Behind the door.
Right, okay. Years ago, on Monday, women usually did their...
washing.
Okay. On Tuesday, what did they do?
They done the ironing.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Okay. The place in town where a bachelor might have his shirts done would be called a...
laundromat.
Would you have called it a laundromat back then?
Not back then.
What would you have called it then?
Laundry.
Because laundromat's kind of a new
mm-hmm.
word even...
laundry.
In my vocabulary.
I was grown before they even had a laundry in Laurel.
When did they first... Do you remember when... Are you talking about laundromat or...
I'm talking about laundry.
When did they get the first laundry?
About 1920.
And you did your own laundry
mm-hmm.
and did you use a washer back then or...
Wash pot and rub board.
When did you get your first sewing machine?
Oh, Mama had a sewing machine when I was born.
So you're familiar.
Bolo.
You
I still familiar. Have the legs.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, some houses had second floors. How did you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Stairs.
What would you use a different term for those inside of the house as to those outside? In other words, if you had stairs inside, what you'd call them stairs, but on the outside would you
be
call
steps?
Them steps. What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on?
Porch.
What do you call a little one just over the door?
Stoop.
A stoop, okay. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yeah.
What do you call the one upstairs?
I don't know.
Okay.
Veranda, I reckon.
Probably a veranda, yeah. That's one thing that they could. Does it make any difference if it has a roof on it, if it's a veranda, would you think?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone?
To close it.
Okay. Would you tell them anything else?
The door.
I mean, close the door, but would you use any other one?
Please. Shut. You want me to say shut, don't you?
No, I want whatever you would say back, you know, when you
back
were growing
then,
up.
Back then, they'd say shut the door.
Okay. And they'd say please, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, they would tell you to shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, if you were growing up and you asked your mother, you'd say please. And
mm-hmm.
we don't do that anymore, do we? What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Shingles.
Okay.
Or siding.
Either one. And now, Laurel is famous for its masonite, too.
Siding.
So was that
mm-hmm.
what they call it then?
Mm-hmm. Siding.
All right. If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the summer and I did what?
Built a barn or built something.
Okay.